Well, this coming weekend, it's a big day for many of the students at Pocahontas area. The prom will take place on Saturday the 22nd. I have a junior. Her name is Callista Herr joining me to promote the event. Callista, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks a lot for asking. And yourself?
I'm good. I'm excited for this weekend.
Well, you should be. I know a lot of work has been put into this. First of all, what is this year's 2017 prom theme?
Well, as like a student body, we did a form, and we all decided on a rustic theme. So we're going to do a lot of burlap, lace, some sunflowers. We're actually using mason jars as our prom glasses.
Very cool. So, yeah, I can already see the work going into this. Tell me about some of the things that have been done in preparation.
Well, one of my friends actually works down in our PAC laser shop. So every single mason jar is being engraved with a wagon wheel and each person's name. So that's one thing that we've been working on.
Now, is that going to be a keepsake that you actually get to keep?
Yeah, you purchase them, and okay. They bring in the mason jars, and then you tell them what name you want on there, whether it's yourself or you and your date, and then they laser it on you there, and you're able to keep it after prom.
Well, very cool. It's a win-win for both the laser shop and, of course, the prom people that attend. So, okay, I don't want to interrupt. What are some of the other things that will be happening?
So I'm actually on the decorations committee. So we've been doing a lot of stuff, getting mason jars, filling them with candles and daisies and sunflowers. And then we're actually going to make a wagon wheel chandelier, which that's what I'm most excited for.
Now, this will take place in the gym or where?
Our prom takes place in the Expo Center here in Pocahontas.
Okay, yeah, okay, that makes more sense. Okay, very cool. And let's run through maybe some of the activities as far as timing, the grand march when everybody can take pictures, and then maybe the dinner, the dance, etc.
All right. So the grand march is here at the high school in Pocahontas at 5:30 on Saturday. And I know there you're going to be able to see hints of the theme, a lot of barbed wire, some burlap, and some old wood.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we all can go to the Expo Center, which is where our sort of social hour begins before prom.
Okay.
And then once that we're there, we eat, and then we start dancing and having a fun time. And then after that, we actually come back to the high school for our after prom, where there's usually games and bag tournaments and blow up obstacle courses where we play here, win prizes till 2:30 in the morning.
It's all good. And I know there will be some helpers as far as parents and so forth. And I can only assume a lot of businesses helped out as far as some of those prize items that you just brought up.
Yeah, we have a lot of donations just from the community in general. I know Northwest Communications is one of our big donors, as well as the Vonnemie Chiropractic Clinic here in town.
Okay, very cool. Well, Callista, may I ask who is going to escort you to the prom?
My boyfriend, Devin Wagner, actually asked me.
Well, I hope you have a fantastic time. It sounds like, so is it the junior class's responsibility to do all this work, and then when you're a senior, you get to kick back and just enjoy?
Yeah, that's how we do it. So okay. The juniors actually vote on the theme themselves.
Okay.
And then we're in charge of decorations, setting up, and it's sort of supposed to be a surprise for the seniors.
Okay, how's that surprise going? Are you going to try and keep that a little on the down low despite today and maybe some talk during the hallways and stuff? But I'm sure it'll be a great time for all attending this Saturday's Pocahontas Area Prom. And Callista Herr is a junior, has done a wonderful job visiting with me today. Have a good Saturday. I hope you have a ton of fun, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Pocahontas Area School Spotlight is brought to you by the PAC School right here on Mix 101.7.